Strange Adventure.
The only mar to the happiness of John Friday's Mexican holiday lay in the discovery he had made a few hours ago when he removed the rear seat of his battered sedan and found hidden there a large roll of money. But the bills were useless, left there by a gang of counterfeiters that had framed him some time ago. John had tucked them hurriedly into his coat pocket, where they now felt like a heavy burning weight. He soon saw a patch of yellow light ahead that streamed through the open door of the small cantina. The mild little man sauntered to the bar, trying hard to be nonchalant.
Buenas noches.
The bartender leaned over the counter.
Buenas tardes, senor. What do you like, tequila?
Another friend came up.
Hello, Americano. Welcome to Mexico. Have a drink on me.
John turned to see a tall Mexican that looked like a movie bandit.
Señor, I am Pedro Manuel Armando Gonzalez. I worked for a man in the States one time. Someday I go back, maybe. See, I got idea. We all have a drink to celebrate the day I go back, eh?
John almost collapsed as he was slapped hard but affectionately upon his back.
I'll have a lemonade.
The men at the bar laughed. Then the bartender leaned over the counter toward John.
That will be 10 pesos, senor.
Oh, but Pedro, I thought the drinks were on you.
But, compadre, did you not say the drinks you would pay for?
The bandit waved his gun in John's face to emphasize the question. There was nothing for John to do but pay. His hand went to his coat pocket, hesitated for a moment, then drew out the roll of counterfeit money. He handed a bill to the bartender. Pedro's eyes sparkled at the sight of so much money. Forcing a grin he hoped would cement the good neighbor policy, John started toward the door. Pedro suddenly stepped before him. He was drunkenly apologetic as he spoke.
Señor, there are many bandidos in these mountains, and I would not like anything to happen to my rich friend. I will ride with you to the next town, eh?
Pedro climbed into the seat beside John, and soon the two men were making their way along the dangerous mountain road. Suddenly, John felt the cold muzzle of a revolver jammed against his ribs. The bandit spoke quietly but emphatically.
Please to lift up the hands, amigo, and give me the money.
John handed over what was left of the counterfeit money, hoping that Pedro would not search him and find his billfold. But Pedro seemed satisfied with his loot.
Adios, senor. This money, she will be useful when I get back to California, maybe. Adios!
A moment later, the grinning face had vanished into the darkness. Days later, John Friday was back home in Martinville, chatting with Sheriff Patrick O'Brien. Suddenly, the sheriff broke into the conversation.
You know, I was down at the border the other day when the patrol brought in a Mexican who was trying to pass a bad bill. That money was out of the same batch the counterfeiters planted in your room. Would you be knowing anything about it, Patrick?
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.